This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we've been talking about this this Karen, who called the cops on a black man. And we have the audio here. And we just have to listen to it because it's every bit as crazy as you would expect.
Well, recap briefly for the listeners just tuning in. This is Central Park, New York City. Woman with a dog, not on a leash. Man in the park is a bird watcher, an avid bird watcher. He asks the woman to put her dog on a leash. She refuses, and shortly thereafter, he begins recording with his cell phone.
And this is what happens.
Could you please stop? Sir, I'm asking you to stop.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
Please
call the cops.
Yeah, she got up.
Please
all,
call the cops.
She got up all
the
space.
There's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
Yeah, you're going to have to back it up so we can hear that one line one more time. But just to describe for the listeners here, so she started a decent distance away from this man.
Yeah.
And then closes the gap as she's telling him to stop recording her.
Yeah, waving her finger, waving her phone in his face, and he backs up. He actually backs up a little bit, I believe.
Right. So he didn't, like, approach her and try to intimidate her or anything like that. He was, like, somewhere, some distance away from her, asking her to take her, you know, put her dog on a leash. Now, I think it's really important to pay attention, and it's hard to ignore, actually, when you're watching this video, to what she's doing to this dog. That's why she should have gotten fired, because she is just almost strangling this poor animal as she's trying to keep it under control. She could just hook the damn thing to the leash and be done with this, but look what she does. She's got in one hand, she's masked. Secondly, in one hand, she's got her phone. She's trying to call 911. In the other hand, she's wrangling with this dog. Go ahead, continue.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. She's choking this dog.
Yeah, she's like lifting him up. Go ahead.
Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
Oh, my God. Watching the way she manhandles this dog.
She's not even paying attention to the dog. She's so into what she's doing with her phone and talking to this man and threatening him.
But did you hear that threat? She says, I'm going to tell them that an African-American is bothering me. She used that.
She didn't say bothering. She said threatening.
Threatening me. But she used that as her hand.
That's
against him.
That's a false claim of assault. She's filing a false police report. And the fact that they didn't arrest her for it, that's pretty outrageous.
The solution to the problem of manhandling the dog would have been very easy if she had just held the other end of the leash.
The leash, if it were actually hooked up to the leash.
I don't even think she is so enthralled in all of this. She's so busy on the phone. I don't think she realizes what's going on in her other hand.
I don't think so either.
The dog's just flopping around doing what it wants to do. I don't think she realizes it's there.
The dog's not doing what it wants to do. The dog wants to get out of this this chokehold.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Pulls the mask down to talk on the phone.
And the dog continues to be manhandled.
Right.
He's being choked.
Yeah, the dog doesn't have all 4 feet on the ground.
There's a man, African-American, who's a bystander. He's recording me and threatening me and my dog. There is an African-American man. I am in Central Park. He's recording me and threatening myself and my dog.
I cannot watch this anymore.
The dog starts to cry because she is
killing this dog. She choked him just now for a solid 20 straight seconds.
Yeah, and meanwhile, she's saying, I'm being recorded by an African-American who is threatening me and my dog. And meanwhile, she's strangling the dog as she says that.
Does it get worse?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man in the ramble. Please send the cops. I'm in Central Park in Orlando. I don't know.
There. She finally hooks the damn dog up. He says thank you and moves along.
Okay. So now when I was reading this tweet from her employer, they fired her because we do not tolerate racism of any kind. I had a problem with that because I don't.
But you yourself highlighted the fact that she used this. He's an African American.
No.
Male get, thing.
I don't support the new 2020 racism.
How can you not see that this woman is plainly racist and using racism as a weapon against this black man?
I would fire her because she created a false narrative. She's a liar, and she used that false narrative of an African American because she knew that the cops would respond a lot quicker, like you mentioned earlier, than they would if it was just some homeless white guy. No, she should be fired because she's lying, not because she's racist. And I don't support that. Just saying, acknowledging someone's color is racist. I don't support that at all. She should
be
fired.
You don't think there's any significance in the fact that she told the police that it was an African American threatening her?
She's using yes.
She's pandering.
No, but she's lying.
She's using the man's race as a weapon against him.
Correct, because she knows.
Don't see that as racism.
It's not necessarily.
It's not necessarily her racism. It is the. It's the global racism.
A white person using that racism against a victim of that racism is racism.
If he had been a bald man and she said bald man, it doesn't mean she hates bald men.
No,
it doesn't mean that she thinks she's superior to all bald men.
But if
she's describing a man.
If that was the case, though, would Conan have, just a few minutes ago, explicitly pointed out the fact that she said an African-American
was
threatening her?
Because she knows what she can get away with. She knows that it will, have results in her favor if she uses the right words.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily racist. Because in order to be a racist, you have to have the belief that, at least the textbook definition of it, you have to have the belief that your superiority or whatever to that race.
And that's where I was going with that.
Superiority is a part of it.
No.
It's not racist.
The actual definition is you believe one race believes it is superior or inferior to another race.
Right.
Now it is something different. Now if you acknowledge stereotypes, if you acknowledge someone is different than you, you are racist. That's the new 2020 definition.
That's not racism. I mean, it's not racism.
I think you're taking the alt-right approach to this.
No, this is.
I think the new definition of racism, as I'm using it, is using a person's race against them, creating dividing lines along the basis of race.
Okay, well, that's a new definition.
That is a new definition. I've not heard that definition before.
And I agree with that, by the way. But it is new. It's new, brand new. Well, not brand new. It's been around for at least 10 years. That using someone's race against them, whether it be for employment reasons or housing reasons to keep them down because you just happen to have...
To me, that's the only fair way to define it, because you can have racism against white people. You can have racism against black people. It's not about belief in superiority.
I don't think it's racism. I think it's bigotry. I think...
In this case, she's just identifying a man to the police, okay? If he had been, like I said, if he was a bald man, and she said there's a bald man in the, whatever she called it, the ramble, whatever part of the park
that is. I think she would have said there's a man threatening me. I don't think she would have pointed out the fact that he was bald.
We can speculate about that all day.
That's why I said I don't think.
But if she wants the police to respond, she has to define to whom they must find in the, you know, or to whom they must go and speak to in the park. So she has to say, a black man with a plaid shirt, with, you know, whatever. Like, he's tall, he's this, he's that. You have to describe the person. So, I mean, I'm going to cut her a break on that one. To me, that's the least important part of this video. The most important part is how hysterical this woman is, how out of control she is, and how she treats that dog. And it's very interesting that after this video comes out, she decides she doesn't want to have the dog anymore, and she gives it back to the rescue agency.
Yes, I'm thrilled to know that.
Yeah.
Because I would agree. The worst part of this video wasn't what I'm perceiving as racism. It wasn't the lie to the police or anything like that. It was the way she tortured this dog on camera.
At no point does that dog have all four paws. I mean, almost no point. There's very few, like, of this 2 minute or 3 minute.
Not until it yelps and, like, tries to climb her and then collapses to the ground.
And starts going... yeah. after it chokes.
Yeah.
Because she's literally dragging this thing around by his collar right. because she's too much of a Karen to realize that, hey, right. this guy might be giving her good advice.
And then later, at the very end, when the dog's on the ground, she's telling the operator she can't hear. Well, that's because the damn dog is choking to death right in front of you, and that's what's making it so you can't hear the operator. It's not like the guy's shouting at her. He stays quiet.
If anything, she should not be charged with lying to the police or whatever, because I'm fine with people lying to the police. She should be charged with animal cruelty.
If you lie to the police and it gets somebody arrested, I think you should be charged.
That camera, well, sure. If they didn't have this, if that man didn't have that camera, she could have taken him to court. She could have taken him to town.
This is Free Talk Live.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I've developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Kearney.
And you know, Intercoin's team spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. Now communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity. They represent a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend the money on local goods and services that accept it, or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts on their own year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in the real world. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Again, that's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. And getting back into the overarching theme that I was talking about a moment ago with why the black man would never have called the police is a story from ABC News coming out of Minnesota, where four Minnesota police officers have been fired after the death of George Floyd, a black man seen pinned down in video. Now, I have not watched this video, and Ian, I think he said
earlier.
I saw it, and I kept on scrolling. I knew what had happened. I've seen these before, and I just do. I don't want to.
I know what's going on.
I don't want to see it. It's just that kind of video.
Yeah, I don't have the heart to watch it. So he was evidently pinned down to the ground by his neck, by the knee of a police officer, and the FBI is going to investigate his death. He was apprehended by police in Minneapolis after disturbing video emerged on social media. This is very badly written. Showing a police officer with his knee on the man's neck as the man repeatedly yells out, "I can't breathe." Just like, you know, Kelly Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
"I can't breathe, please, the knee in my neck," the man, identified as George Floyd, said in a video showing a police officer pinning him to the ground. "I can't move my neck. I'm through.
Oh, God.
The Minneapolis Police Department announced Tuesday morning that the FBI will be part of the investigation into the death. Minneapolis Police Chief Arredondo said Tuesday morning that the officers involved in the incident had been placed on paid leave. And he pledged the department's full cooperation with investigation. Later Tuesday, however, the mayor of Minneapolis tweeted that all four responding officers in the incident had been terminated, saying four responding MPD officers involved in the death of George Floyd have been terminated. This is the right call. Being black in America should not be a death sentence. For 5 minutes, we watched a white officer press his knee into a black man's neck for 5 minutes. When you hear someone calling for help, you're supposed to help. This officer failed in the most basic human sense.
Yeah, now the question is, they've been terminated, but will they be charged?
Is there any, I'm just curious, any explanation of what happened prior to this officer putting a knee on this man's neck?
Yeah, was he selling cigarettes illegally on the, right, on the corner of the street?
I assume that's going to be in the preceding stories, and I didn't read about this until the cops were fired. I was like, wow, they were fired. That's actually...
It's unusual.
Yeah. So, I mean, the rest of it, cops fighting anyone, killing them, pretty ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, being put on paid leave... pretty ordinary. Being fired? Not as ordinary.
No, that's unusual. Highly unusual.
Charges would be better because they definitely committed murder in this case. We all watched the horrific death of George Floyd on video as witnesses. We begged the police to take him into the police car and get off his neck. This abusive, excessive, and inhumane use of force cost the life of a man who was being detained by the police for questioning about a nonviolent charge.
And there were four officers present for this?
Yes.
Yeah, so, look, I understand that the police are going to argue, let me just presume, that this man was being violent. There was, you know, some sort of resistance to being arrested or something like that. I don't know what precipitated this, but usually you don't get a knee put on your neck if you just easily get arrested. Like, you know, you put your hands behind your back and go in the car. You know, that's likely not going to happen to you. I'm not excusing the behavior. What I want to say is how many damn tools did this cop have on his belt? Because almost all these cops have not only a gun, but they have pepper spray, or they have a taser, they got some sort of a nightstick, they got all kinds of tools on the, including non-lethal tools like the taser or the pepper spray that they can utilize. If they were like all alone, but he had three other guys who were there, and they were all close enough to this to where they were fired as well, to where they could have been like, whoa, Jack, or whatever, lay off, man, you're going too far. They could have pulled this dude back. They could have done anything.
Well, the screenshot of the video here, so, I mean, they were literally within right arm's there. Reach of yeah. him and said, hey,
so they're just as guilty as this guy because they did nothing to stop it. When they should have absolutely come in there and be like, whoa, we can handle this guy, man. You don't need to do this alone or whatever. But for 5 minutes, they just stood there while this dude's choking him out with his knee. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah.
But it's not uncommon. It's not atypical. It's what you expect from the police these days. You expect them to commit murder on the job, and you also expect them to get away with it. And I suspect they will get away with this in the long run, and that any charges that are filed will not be successful. And
it does happen yeah. quite often. It's just they don't all get captured on video.
That's true.
And that is... That's what we're finding out, little bits and pieces of what actually
was on video
of what actually happened. What about all the cases we never hear of?
What
right?
about the freaking armed 19-year-old white girl who shot herself in the back of the head in the face while handcuffed in the back of a police cruiser?
That's talent.
It wasn't on video, but that's what people were told. That's what people are being led to believe is that right. somehow handcuffed. In the back of this cruiser, she managed to acquire a gun and shoot herself in the head. That's amazing.
Yeah, these
and no one's like, wait a minute. This is the same institution that beat Kelly Thompson to death with flashlights.
These peacekeepers of ours should have cameras on them 24/7. Or none at all.
Yeah, but then they just turn them off.
Well, that's the problem. And not
why are they even able to turn them off?
And not able to turn because they had to use the bathroom. Every now and then, this is an invasion of our privacy, Aria. We have to use the bathroom every now and then.
I will give them that the Freedom of Information Act probably should not apply to needing to see the officers go to the restroom. I will give them that courtesy. Now leave the freaking cameras on. Just cut that part out of the video when you send me what the officers can.
Or get rid of them.
I mean, robot officers. There we go.
And the dog officers, too, the robot dogs, patrolling the streets with their little COVID sirens. Please vacate the area. Don't stand 6 feet apart.
So they don't want to be recorded while using the bathroom. It's not that they're worried about the video getting out released into the public accidentally.
I don't even know the reasoning behind why they're able to turn their cameras off. I don't know. I assume
well,
it's
your
because
bathroom one. That makes sense.
It does,
sir. So I would have to assume that. But
if they turn it off, like, during an arrest, that would be, in my book, an immediately termination, and you are under suspicion, and especially if something bad happened, oh, man, I'd be throwing the book at you.
I mean, this is why they pop up their hoods on their squad cars to block the camera.
Yep.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. is mourning the tragic death of a black man, George Floyd, during an arrest in Minneapolis Monday night. It's resulted in the firing of the four officers involved. On a cell phone video, Floyd is heard begging for air.
Please! Please!
Four police officers were responding to a call about counterfeiting on Monday night.
Floyd is pinned to the ground by a white officer with his knee on the back of his neck. People in the crowd plead with the officer to ease up on him.
Some guy sit there with your knee on his neck, bro.
About 4.5 minutes after the video starts, Floyd appears motionless. But the officer doesn't remove his knee until Floyd's apparently listless body is rolled onto the stretcher. He was pronounced dead later at a hospital. The FBI and state investigators are now probing the death. This is USA Radio News. The Trump administration has announced they're lowering out-of-pocket insulin costs for Medicare seniors. With more on this story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
President Trump is providing affordable options for insulin to seniors with diabetes under Medicare.
Participating plans will cap costs to just $35 a month per type of insulin, and some plans may offer it free.
Speaking in the White House Rose Garden, the president says the price of insulin is currently through the roof. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. pharmaceutical giant Merck is jumping into the race to develop a COVID-19 vaccine, announcing three separate efforts through collaborations and a corporate acquisition. Merck said it's collaborating to develop a vaccine against the novel SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And just a little over a month from now, you can join us and other liberty-minded volunteers. I don't know, Conan, are you going to ForkFest?
I am not.
He's antisocial.
Well, yes. You can join the...
Asocial.
You can join almost the rest of the entire FTL crew at ForkFest 2020 from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's happening the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. And if anyone tries to sell you a ticket to ForkFest, don't buy it, because there is no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th, and we're better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can just relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you want others to have. But if you're planning an event, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Again, that's forkfest.party. I'm looking forward to it. I've actually expanded my vacation request to also include the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Right on. That's because ForkFest now includes the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's one way to look at it.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival is now happening during ForkFest.
That is exactly how I choose to look at it. Well, let's go to the phones. We got James calling from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Pete's a guy in a country of 350 million people and 1,000 people killed by cops every year, a supermajority of them being in self-defense. a significant portion being overreactions. I would even submit at most 100 people are murdered by cops every year. So it's not even...
I mean, we had the stats on this. It was like 1,700 last year.
To say it's out of the ordinary, 1,700 and 1,000 really isn't that big a difference, statistically speaking, James, as you know. But this is the type of story that self-righteous leftists and right-wing progressives love to talk about. But I called to compliment you on your courage. Speaking of being progressive, you and your fellow townie trolls went down to the beach the other day. You take what is so progressive of you is that you confront fake evil and then condemn the people that confront real evil. And I was reminded of that sentiment.
Who did we condemn?
Yeah. You condemn police. You condemn the U.S. military, of which I drove past the St.
It's actually not true. I actually have praised the police when they've gone after real bad guys.
Everybody does.
Not
that
me.
That doesn't count, but I'm talking about, you're saying it's ordinary for cops to kill to murder people, which, given even if it were 1,700 people, it wouldn't be ordinary, considering there must be a million cops. But I'm going to say I'll submit 100 out of 350 million. But, you know, like I said, if I may continue about how it was reminded us, you are already driving past the Memorial Day ceremony at St. George's veteran ceremony.
James, I'm honored you think about me while you're driving around.
It made me think of how proud I am of people that confront real evils and put their life on the line to do it.
Good for you. Your daddy, James.
For them people. And you have no appreciation for it. And those people make...
No, because they did me no favors.
Those people are because of people like that, you have free speech.
Oh, and otherwise we'd be speaking German.
Right.
Japanese, right?
You know, speaking of that, yet my dad could have been murdered by a Jap or a German. In fact, he was lit up by a Nazi in the godforsaken Ardennes force, Conan.
And okay, James, let me ask you a quick question,
by
though.
An inch.
Do you agree that government grants rights?
May I continue?
No, no, I need an answer to my question. Do you think that government grants rights?
And his...
He doesn't want to.
But this is something we've talked about in the past. What James's relationship with his dad is,
because it was clearly bad. It was clearly not
always,
good.
We've always talked that it's been very bad, but James is very. You have a good opinion of him.
Well,
James,
he's on mute now because he won't answer my question, which is very simple. He says, you know, we wouldn't have these rights if not for the military. So effectively, the military gave us rights.
You could extrapolate that from what he says.
Yeah. Well, he's going to say that the military prevented Germany from overtaking the U.S. or Japan with their, you know, that little island over there.
None of those possibilities was ever a realistic threat.
Ever. But a lot of people believe it. They believe that we'd be speaking German right now if it wasn't for us sending American troops over to Europe to storm the beaches.
He may not agree that they gave you the rights. He may say they protected your rights.
Okay. But you asked him a question.
We've always wanted to know James's relationship with his dad, and if it's...
I've always wanted to figure out...
I kind of want to figure out what's wrong with James. What is your problem, dude?
People have been trying that in the Discord chat for like 2 years.
How were you created? What made you, man?
James, you're live.
Conan, progressives always have smear, and that's all you've got. I'll be happy to answer that question if you hold me over. Rather than me interrupting me when I was making a point about how proud I am of my father for blowing up Nazis to bits and pieces, and the locals welcomed him and his fellow comrades that drove in German tanks and with artillery that killed even many locals, and they didn't blame the American military. They blamed the Nazis for that happening.
James, more important, you like your dad. That's great. Did your dad like you?
On the other side of the break, Aria.
No, I'm not holding you to the other side of the break. That's not going to happen.
Really,
you're not that interesting.
Question. You're a loser, Ian Bernard, and you're never going to get away with what you've done.
Boo, boo, boo.
But speaking of the FBI that was mentioned earlier, you're lucky.
Thanks, James. he didn't answer my question. You know,
he never does.
He's terrible.
We'll get it. We'll weed it out of him. We'll get it out of him. Yeah. So definitely,
he did learn tonight that he loves his dad.
He loves his dad. The question now is, Did your dad love you back?
Yes.
Because I don't think he did. Otherwise, you wouldn't be so mean and so angry all the damn time, man.
Would your dad be proud to know that your obsession is to call a talk radio program and just constantly bring up the past with these talk radio hosts for the last most of the decade
and
of your life?
And talk about hurting them and their family members.
And he drives around thinking about trannies. We can't forget that.
Thinking about you, specifically.
James, what would your father say? So anyway, Forbes thinks that you will never get another stimulus check.
I never got the first one, but I wasn't expecting
it. I didn't get it either. Not planning on it either.
I don't pay taxes, so.
And what they're getting at here is actually a very cleverly worded headline meant to get attention. They're not saying people won't get an additional stimulus payment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're talking, and you have to read the article to get into that. We're going to get into it and what they're actually getting at. But they're talking paper checks. Because I think even most of Americans who did receive a stimulus payment from the government did not, in fact, receive a paper check. We did during the Bush administration.
I read that it could be as late as September, but last Saturday, I think I delivered about 20, between 20 and 30 to people who didn't already have a direct deposit set up with. But
now, were these the prepaid Visa cards that the?
No. The regular IRS checks.
Okay.
And I was assuming, I didn't talk to the customers, but I'm pretty sure that they were all stimulus checks.
Because what I had heard, and you know, the government's changing its mind constantly, was that their next plan was to handle all of these people without checking accounts and all of that.
That's what they want. Yeah.
Prepaid cards from Visa, which. Man, Visa must be making, must be making a killing on that and distribute those. So April 10th, 2020 will go down in the history books, says Forbes. As you likely know, the U.S. government handed out coronavirus checks. Over 150 million Americans received the $1,200 cash injection. This isn't the first time Uncle Sam issued free money, but this is the first time Americans didn't need a bank account to get the cash. Well, that's not true either. When George W. Bush did it, you could have taken your stimulus check to Walmart or whatever and
cashed
it. Yeah. You didn't actually need a bank account in order to do it. But we're going to get into this article on how PayPal became the first internet bank authorized by the U.S. government to issue stimulus checks. 855-450-3.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And I want to say thank you to Lynette Warren, who is tonight's amplifier. Now, Lynette is a gold-level amplifier, which means Lynette chooses to give $10 per month to the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. But, of course, we don't ask for $10 a month. All we ask for you to join the AMP program is $5 per month. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. If you like the show, if you like its message, and you want to help us get on more radio stations, all that great stuff, contributing to the AMP program is the best way to do it. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And all money that goes there is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So, Lynette, thank you so much for your contributions. We hope you enjoy the show, and we hope you continue amplifying it. Now, something appears to be happening in Minneapolis, Conan.
So, I'm pretty sure I know why those officers were fired. Because of this event that was planned for today, this evening, and it is actually, and it's taking place. Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Minneapolis Police Department, Third Precinct, has been surrounded by protesters who have started smashing the windows with bricks. Numerous police
wow.
vehicles and parking lot have had the windows smashed out and contents vandalized, according to video.
Finally, I just want to say, finally, the protesters on a police violence incident, and we're talking about the man being choked to death here, four cops actually fired over this, which is unusual, but finally, instead of like smashing a Walgreens or a McDonald's or a Starbucks,
never Starbucks. They need the Starbucks for their
they've destroyed Starbucks.
They've destroyed their own neighbor's establishment.
Yeah,
you know it, it's
The people who get mad about police violence have very rarely actually targeted the police departments. They go and they target local business owners. And so finally, they're actually destroying the police department and breaking windows there. And you know what? I don't support violence as a solution to things, but this is your property, right? You paid for it. You were...
Well, that's the myth.
Yeah, your money was stolen from you, and it was used to pay for this property. That much is true. So as far as I'm concerned, destroying government property is totally fine.
Yeah, so windows have been smashed, contents have been vandalized. According to video from Unicorn Riot, check out that Twitter because all of these videos are there on Unicorn Riot at the, Twitter. Officers are inside of the surrounding building, and other officers in crowd control gear have started to respond to the parking lot and are deploying gas. Now, I'm watching some of these videos, and what I see a lot of people just kind of milling around, milling about. It's not like people with pitchforks and torches. It doesn't. I don't get that feeling at all.
Well, I mean, they're pretty upset if they're smashing windows.
I'm not actually seeing I'm not seeing that. But I am seeing the wreckage.
Well, if they're good, smart rioters, they won't have video of themselves smashing police car windows.
Correct. So I'm not actually seeing them in the act, but I have seen pictures of the damage, and there's police cars that are basically gutted.
Nice.
The only things I've seen are just, typical protest pics, and the only interesting thing about it really is that although some of the people there are wearing masks, even a majority said Fox 9, that none of them, there is no social distancing here.
Hmm.
This is a photo of a relatively small area, and people are just packed into it.
I would agree. Good. Great. This is what it takes.
Hey,
everybody's finally home. They can't have to go to work, so it's like now you can actually get a protest together.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, I do believe I understand what they were trying to get George or Floyd on, and that was forgery.
That's what they were choking him to death.
I saw that earlier. It was a forgery, an attempted forgery in progress.
Officers responded to the location after receiving a report of a forgery in progress and were told that the suspect appeared to be under the influence and was sitting on top of a blue car, according to the press release.
What the hell is a forgery in progress?
I don't know. It's like
falsifying your parents' signature on a report card?
Maybe he had false identification or false registration, vehicle registration. So he got out of his car and sat on top of it or something.
That's not really.
I'm curious to know the rest of the story on that. I don't think we're going to get it from the news story though.
No, I don't either. So he was all of this. He's dead now because some Karen called in and reported a forgery in progress.
It was. Yep. It might have been the police who called it in because they were trying to get him on something. Who knows? I guess more information is going to come out. And more vehicles are getting, more vehicles and more windows are going to get busted out this evening as well, and more gas canisters are going to be launched. They're launching them out like you wouldn't believe.
So what's happening right now in Minneapolis? I mean, it's continuing.
It's going on.
It's right going now. On right now as we speak.
Okay. Wow. So the police are using tear gas. You said
a lot of it. Yeah.
The
streets are fog ridden, gas ridden.
And the police, it would seem, are sort
They're
of
scared. I mean,
sieged in the police department.
It sounds that way. The cops are responding because they're afraid of what's happening here. I mean, usually people aren't riled up enough to start breaking things of the police. That's very, very rare that something like that happens.
Yeah, this is a new level for sure.
Mm-hmm. Is it a new normal?
A new abnormal? I hope it's the new normal and not the new abnormal. I hope it sticks around.
Well, I would prefer it be the abnormal because I would prefer, the police in the United States to not kill people. And if they don't kill people, there's not as much reason to go put bricks through their windows.
If there were consequences for killing people, like they themselves received an eye for an eye death themselves, maybe they wouldn't kill so many.
I have to say that I do agree with Ian. If you're going to destroy things over this, make sure it's the party responsible's property that you're destroying, not your neighbor's Subaru.
But as Ian mentioned, they didn't pay for it. We did.
I didn't pay for it.
Well,
taxpayers pay for it.
Your rent is going to pay for these clowns. $7 million here in Keene.
Sure.
So, yes.
That's the police department budget?
Yeah, that's the police.
Jesus.
So, yes, you did pay for this. If you buy anything at the store, a soda, your little energy drink, you paid for it.
Okay. Yeah, but by that same reasoning, I paid for the bombs that are being dropped on Middle Eastern kids in Africa.
This is also
true.
Yeah. This is also true. So what are you going to do?
I mean, it's true, but I get no choice in the matter. Oh, I'm going to stop paying taxes as much as I can by using cryptocurrency. Also, yeah, there was also no tax on the energy drink because it's New Hampshire and there is no state sales
tax. Well, I mean, yeah, but you're paying for the light bill of the building, the establishment you bought it from.
You're paying for the gas taxes.
Well, yeah, using U.S. dollars, you're ultimately feeding into the war machine, into the murder machine.
Even though there's no sales tax on the drink that you bought, it's still passed through a variety of different locations and hands prior to, all of which are paying taxes on their property,
sure.
All of which are paying, you know, income taxes.
Hey, I'm one of the strongest crypto enthusiasts out here. I mean, I love
it. I'm saying you can't get away from it. Yeah. You just can't.
But attempting to get away from it, I think, says
it's
something.
It's worth doing something. Yeah. I mean, it's minimizing your contributions to the tax insanity is definitely worth doing. It's a moral thing to do.
Well, let's go to the phones real quick. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Ian, we're in my shirt again.
Okay, most people aren't watching the video feed, so that's not really particularly relevant. But yes,
well,
they should.
You want everybody to know that they can see you on YouTube or
I
on
Twitch. I have a Snake Plissken shirt on.
is that a $6 shirt?
Maybe I think so. Anyway, what else were you calling
about?
Can you please be quick?
I was calling about Memorial Day, but I think I'll just comment on Minneapolis and what would have even been what would have been even better, and what people should do when they're watching the cop with his knee on the dude's throat with the camera running. They should have kept the camera running and then said to the cop, "Get off of his effing neck now. That's an order." And then they should take down the names of all of the cops present and make a list and publish the list so that everybody knows who these MFers are forevermore. And then they might not even need to do protests like that. That's what I would recommend.
Good advice.
I'm not sure how taking down four cops and getting them fired, which, I mean, you can find their names publicly. That's not hard to do. I mean, and they were videotaping the thing, and they did tell the cops to get off of him.
Good.
But, I mean, the cops aren't going to listen to a random bystander. No. They never do. You can't appeal to one of these cops wrapped up in this situation where they're murdering somebody. They're just like that hysterical Karen that we saw earlier. They're just reacting to the situation, and all thought is gone from their heads. That's why they're so trained to rely on that animal instinct that they have to just go for the kill so that they don't have to stop and think. All they have to do is react according to their training.
But as the populace, as the public begin to arm themselves more and more, there's the record gun sales in the last couple of months. If you were to see this event, someone's got a camera, you're yelling at this cop to get off this guy's throat, you know this guy. This guy's your friend. This guy's your neighbor. You're armed. When does it come to the level that you actually make that next step to protect your fellow human being from being murdered right in front of you? You just going to videotape it and stand there and watch the whole thing? Or are you actually going to intervene?
That's an awesome question, Conan. I wish I had an answer. This has been Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.